Would it be fair to say, too, that the individual justice regarding himself as a statewide elective officer is very particular about the exercise of his responsibility?
That's right, yes.
And the others understand this, and he would, if he felt it necessary, everything would be delayed until he could get...
Oh, yes, until you've had an opportunity to think it over. This is one of the reasons that partly contributes to delays on the Supreme Court, not only on the Supreme Court, but the Court of Appeals also, to a much lesser degree. That if you get an opinion from, you didn't write, that from one of the other justices, you're allowed generally about as much time as you need to consider, do I want to sign this or don't I want to sign this? Do I want to write a dissent? Do I want to just sign it and concur only in the result? The members of the court are very courteous in this, almost courteous, I would say, to a fault, in allowing people as much time as they want to consider whether they're going to sign an opinion. And it does occasionally lead to delays. There are times when a justice cannot make up his or her mind. Is this the way, what I want to sign? And when, particularly at the time I went on, and I think this is no longer quite so much true, I think there are today some deadlines that we tried off and on. And it just didn't work. I think it's just too traditional that you have as long as you want. Unlike the U.S. Supreme Court, which, by tradition, gets everything out by the end of June that they've heard during the year. Rarely does ever a case that is argued before the U.S. Supreme Court ever go beyond the last week in June for a decision. And here I have seen cases, I recall cases that have laid 6 months, 9 months, while one justice was making up his or her mind. Do I or don't I want to sign this?
Why does it happen here and not in Washington?
Well, I think simply because tradition. I think, and I don't know that it is written any place, that the U.S. Supreme Court must get all of its cases out, written and released by the end of June. But it's always been that way. Once in a great while, it will go over on a case, but it never goes over more than a couple of weeks, maybe a month at the most. And it's just one case that maybe they heard late, and there isn't time to get the opinion around by the end of June. As I say, I know of no place where it says they have to. There is also, I think, in the U.S. Supreme Court, the idea of a summer recess. They're off from June until October. And while the work of the court goes on, you know, they're reading, they're studying, they are hearing emergency appeals on a one-to-one basis. I mean, the justices are assigned different parts of the country to hear emergency appeals. They can issue stays and things like that. The Michigan Supreme Court continues to work through the summer. Maybe not hear cases in 1 month, but there are administrative meetings where all of the justices are around the table. There are opinion conferences are all around the table. The U.S. Supreme Court, my understanding is, during the summer, they don't all sit down around the table and talk about their cases, because theoretically they're all done